Rejecka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg 30, Mbombela 29 grade.
Midrand, New Road, delays on the on-ramp to the N1 South and Bedford View. We've got a stationary vehicle on the N12 R24 westbound before Gelulies op Gehoop te verkeer.
Oudregter William Heath, bekend vir sy pogings teen korrupsie, het gesterf. Hy was 79 jaar oud. Nelson Mandela het hom in 1995 aangestel as leier van die Heath-kommissie wat korrupsie in die Oos-Kaap ondersoek het. Die onderwysdepartement in Limpopo ondersoek moontlike voedselvergifting by 35 leerders. 22 leerders is in die hospitaal opgeneem nadat hulle gister naar geword het. 'N tweede groep van 19 leerders is ook na die hospitaal gehaas. Die departement se woordvoerder
MEC Mabungulirule Ramakhanya calls on all parents and education community not to panic as the situation is under control and will be investigated thoroughly to ensure that learners are safe at all times.
'N Polisie-sersant van Limpopo sal na verwagting môre in die hof verskyn na haar inhegtenisneming in verband met die moord op 6 mense vir beweerde versekeringsuitbetalings. Die slagoffers is tussen 2019 en April van die jaar vermoor in verskeie dele van die provinsie. Polisiewoordvoerder Athlena Mante.
As a police officer, we are entrusted with the safety and security of communities. For a police officer to be involved in such act is an absolute disgrace. She abused her power by ensuring those that trusted her. This must send a stern warning to all involved that the long arm of the law will find you and catch you.
Die polisieministerie het ook intussen die inhegtenisneming verwelkom. Woordvoerder Kamogelo Mogotsi.
This arrest serves as a stark reminder that there is no place in the SAPS for officers who abuse their position of authority for personal gain or engage in unlawful conduct. Such actions do not only harm innocent lives, but also erode the trust that the public places in law enforcement.
In Gauteng verteenwoordig 58% van alle voertuigmisdade in die land. Dis volgens data wat die opspoormaatskappy Tracker ingesamel het. Volgens Tracker se voertuigmisdaadsyfers vir Januarie tot Junie maak kapings op nasionale vlak 54% van hierdie misdaadvoorvalle uit teenoor voertuigdiefstal se 46%. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. The Ministry of Justice and Constitutional Development has mourned the passing of Judge William Heath.
Yeah, William Heath was a good one. Hey, Chanelke, I'll tell you what, this world, no, hierdie land. What on earth? So you've got cops insuring people and then killing them, allegedly, and then claiming the insurance money, and not for the first time either. So we've got that on the rise. We've got kidnappings for ransom on the rise. And what was the other one? Oh, yeah, the motordiefstal ciphers. That's unbelievable. You're telling me that the number of hijacked cars exceeds the number of stolen cars.
Exactly, and Gauteng, obviously. The highest number at 58%.
Meanwhile, over on the other side of the world, well, they haven't got those issues to deal with. It was more of an existential crisis. Hurricane Milton.
Yes.
Went flying in there. You know what? I thought it was hilarious, and then I actually, because I laughed when I saw the clip. A whole bunch of guys have parked their cars on one of the bridges, one of the low-lying bridges. What is the wind not going to blow them off there? And I thought, well, the cars are heavy, you know, so miskeen, you know, they might just survive the night. And then in front of them were like 30 or 40 golf carts, all like nose to tail. I mean, those things are going to be like turned into kites. And as we're watching it, there goes the one. Phew! And even like four. There goes a golf cart. I love that. You've seen and I'm sure you've heard the story about the people saying that it is a government thing where the red states are being hit because the government controls the weather. I mean, really, who lets people like this on TV?
I don't know, Alex.
No, don't let them on. You're giving them oxygen there, man. That's terrible.